Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. It's good to see everyone. We'll start out with visitors. Walter, take that over to Sweet Louise over there. She's just dying to introduce her visitors. So who we have here, Louise?
This is my daughter and her husband, Jared. My daughter, Renee, and her husband, Jared. And
they're from where?
From here.
From here? Great. Okay. It's good to have you.
Yes.
Thank you, Louise. Good to have you two here today. You'll find we're a very friendly congregation, and it's good to see you. Any other first-time visitors here with us today? All right. So we'll start on this side. We'll start with prayer requests. David, I've got a couple real quick. First of all, Linda, is Lloyd still out of town? When's he coming home? Okay, so let's put Lloyd's travels on our prayer list, as always. Also, Elmer informed me that Nancy is home recovering from oral surgery. Two root canals. Oh, my goodness. Wow. So let's keep her recovery in our prayers as well. Okay. Raise your hand. Talk into the mic. Tell us your name. We'll start here with Linda.
This is Linda. And for the last few weeks, I've been trying to make decisions regarding heart procedures. And so I've had several of you praying with me for peace. And I have really good peace now, and I will have two oblations on August 5th.
August 5th.
I really feel good about the outcome.
Good. Well, we'll continue praying for you if that's okay. Okay, thank you. All right. Walter, Rod?
Yeah, this is Rod. Charles Frazier called again and said that his daughter-in-law, Melissa, does have colon cancer. We mentioned that last week. She's going to see a doctor this week to find out the extent and what the next steps are. Also, his son, Alan, is at home waiting for the swelling in his leg to go down before surgery can be done.
Okay.
Keep them in your prayer again.
Yes, thank you, Rod. Any others on this side?
I'd like for us to pray for Luke Saban, who is been deployed to Langley Air Force Base. I think that's in Virginia. And then Callie Pollitt, who is a police officer in Virginia, and both of these young people have been a part of our church family for quite a while, and so let's pray for them. And also our leaders that we've elected, that they will look to Jesus before they make decisions, and protection for them as they make decisions, and some people are unhappy with those. And also for our military and first responders. Thank you.
Thank you, Kay. Okay, right behind you, Walt. Deborah?
Yeah, just another update on Mary Stonecipher. My name is Deborah, and I spoke to her yesterday, and she is feeling 100% better. She has been having dizzy spells, so she said she was looking forward to coming to church this morning unless she was real dizzy and things, so I guess she was. But she thanks everybody for their prayers and loves you all and things, and asked me to let you know how much y'all mean to her and stuff. So let's keep her in our prayers.
Thank you, Deborah. Yes, Mary Stonecipher. Very good. Thank you. On this side? This side. Yes, right here, Nathaniel.
A friend of mine, coworker of hers, stopped responding to texts from both her and the rest of his friends, and she went to check on him Friday or Thursday, and she walked into his apartment and found him dead in the apartment. And so just, I don't know his name, but prayer for Jude. She went in there, and she's got a lot of trauma from that now because it was a good friend of hers and just that family in general.
Thank you, Nathaniel. Thank you for sharing that. That's very sad. Any other prayer requests on this side? Yes, Marion?
Uh, My name's Marion, and I'd like to lift up Bob and Lloyd Woolen. They have been having some health issues, and I'd just like to request prayer for them, please. And I'd also like to have an unspoken prayer for a former student of mine.
Thank you, Marion. Very good. Any other prayer requests? Okay, David. Walter, send that to David. Thank you for your help, Walter. Let's go ahead and have. Oh, I'm sorry, Louise. There's one more. David, let me ask.
Connie Moore has a coma, is in a coma, and they've taken away all support. So the expectancy is 7 to 10 days. I mean, okay. They thought that it would end quickly, but it's not. But anyway, just prayers. I've spoken to the daughter-in-law in the last few days a few times, and they appreciate, they love everyone here and knows that Connie and Joe loves everyone here. And so thanks for the support.
Thank you, Patty. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and have our prayer song.
Oh, gracious Father, we come before you today so thankful. We give you glory and praise and the honor you're due. We thank you for walking alongside us, for sending your Son to save us, and sending your Spirit to help us through these days. Father, of course, we struggle here, and we just ask for your continued guidance and leading. Help us to take your word carefully. We thank you for the message James gave us today, and help us to take it to heart, to remember that your truth guides us, and it is one of our best defenses against the lies that are sent by the enemy. Father, we also just recognize this time of prayer and how that connects us with you, and you are our power and our protection. So we come before you asking for that, that you continue to guide us. Father, we give you praise for just so much in our lives, all that you give us, the beauty you surround us with, this family that we have here today, that we just give, thank you so much for the love that we share with each other because you showed us how. Father, we, of course, have several concerns, and we come before you asking for, you tell us to bring before you what we have. So here it is, Lord. First off, we ask for guidance and protection for Lloyd as he travels. We lift up Linda and her upcoming heart ablation surgery, and just ask that you continue to be with her and help her and through this, the time before and then during the time of the surgery, be with the doctors and so forth as they plan and prepare, and of course as they complete this surgery. Lord, we also lift up Nancy and ask for continued healing, and we just thank you for her, and Lord, just be with her. Father, we lift up Melissa, Charles Fraser's there, and just be with her as she has colon cancer. Just heal her if possible. Just be with her and her family. We lift up Alan, who has swelling in his leg and needs upcoming surgery. So, Lord, just help that swelling to go down and just prepare him for the surgery. Lord, we lift up, of course, Luke Sabin, and we just thank you for him and just for his service. We ask that you be with him and guide him and continue to draw him close to you and protect him. We lift also Callie and just ask for protection for her and continue to lead her and guide her, and may your wisdom shine through her life as she makes tough decisions. Lord, we also pray for all the police that are in this position that where they have to make snap decisions, Lord. Just may you guide them and help them to stay focused on doing what's right, and help them to make the wise decisions and give them strength as they have to bear with people who don't agree with those decisions. Lord, we pray for all our first responders. We ask that you be with them and give them strength, and especially mentally as well as physically. We ask that you just protect them and help them in all that they do. We are so thankful for their service. Lord, we also lift up our military and ask for the same kind of situation for them. Lord, just may you open their hearts and minds so that they know you and know that you're there, that you may know your protection and just, Lord, lead them. Lord, we, of course, continue to lift up Mary and Stone Cipher, and just ask that we're thankful and give you praise that she's doing better. And, Lord, that she's still having these dizzy spells and still needs your healing touch. So be with her and guide her. Heal her. Lord, we pray for Jude and Nathan's friend who found another friend that had committed suicide. Oh, Lord, just be with her and be with his family and just help them through this very tough time. And we just ask for your presence there. We lift up Bobby and Lloyd Woolen. Pray for the health issues there and just help them, heal them. Pray for Marion's former student, whatever's going on there, Lord. We entrust them to you and just ask that you be with them and help them through this time. Lord, also we lift up Connie Moore and Joe, of course, and her family. Lord, just be in this situation as it seems that you're calling her home. So, Lord, may you be in that situation. If that's the case, may you take her home soon. But, Lord, also, you know what her family needs, and just be in that and bless them, help you, comfort them, guide them. Lord, now we just ask a blessing on all of us, just this congregation. May we continue to serve you well. We ask that you guide us and discipline us and bless us as we try to serve you, that we may stay true to you, that our hearts may be full of your love and your spirit, that we may always seek you first. Lord, help us to take this idea of prayer to heart and to seek to pray more and come to you with everything that we have. Help us to just draw closer to you. Lord, just thank you again. In your son's name, amen.